They're just two parents who happen to be dads. One called Harley, the other one is Wads. It's not really Wads, it's Wade! But Wade doesn't rhyme with dads. It's shitting with the door open.
I don't know what I've eaten, but I'm a real gassy girl.
Gassy Lassie.
It's Gassy Lassie. Oh. And Chunky Steve. Oh, mate, you're Chunky Steve.
Coming at you. Breakfast in the mornings. Chunky Steve and Gassy Lassie.
All the hits, all the time. What's that sound?
I saw... I deactivated, like, Instagram.
It's shitting with the door open and Harley Braden and Wade.
Oh, they know who it is.
You know where you are. Yeah,
clearly, you've reached rock bottom. If you're still here.
I can't believe we're still here.
And all the Instagram reel was, like, before I deleted it, I saw this funny thing. And all it was like... It's like different jobs as farts. And it was just... Oh, yeah.
You said that.
Like CEO. And it's like... And then human resources... It's just so stupid.
Oh, we really are... Like, we're going backwards as a species.
Yeah, that movie... What's it? Idiocracy?
Yeah, yeah, it's happening.
Is it Idiocracy? Is that
what
it was?
Yeah, Idiocracy, yeah.
Man, you see that, like, whenever it came out, and you're like, oh, yeah, that's pretty funny. And then you look around, you're like, oh, that's it.
Yeah, we're there. We're doing it.
Fuck, I'm glad to have left social media. I only did it yesterday, and already I'm like, I have looked at my phone, I reckon, 80% less.
Of course. Yeah.
I found myself picking it up after I deactivated and deleted the account, looking for Instagram.
Yes, that's what I do.
I was like, it's not there.
I get stuck on Instagram, close it down. I've deliberately put Instagram in another folder on a different screen, you know, so I've got to scroll to it. I'll close it down. I'll go to what it is I actually picked my phone up for, which is usually an email that I have to reply to for work.
Yeah.
And then somehow I'm back on Instagram.
Yeah.
Like my finger has just gone, no, you're back here.
I will doom scroll.
Yeah.
Doom scroll those reels. Doom scroll. So I had to get off. I just had to, like, I'll take a few weeks off and then I'll get back on.
Yeah.
And there's those apps that lock you out for certain parts of the day.
There is.
But my issue would be, I know 100% that I would just bypass those.
Yeah. I'd figure out the way to go around it.
I would go like, oh, and I can't go around it. I just have to delete the lock app. Yeah. Right, sweet, done.
Yeah.
Like, well, that's what I would
do. I can't do that. Great. Well, now I'm smashing the phone. That's what's happening. Sorry, Hannah. Got to go to JB, buy a new phone.
I'd have my secret Instagram phone.
Yeah, totally. Like an idiot. I mean, I've got a show I'm trying to promote at the moment and get people to. So I am trying to be a bit more active on Instagram and or Facebook as well, and not just there looking at stuff. But again, I'll open it to do exactly that, to try and create some content to gain some interest so that people might buy a ticket. And then I'm just doom scrolling. I'm like, this isn't... I'm meant to be putting some of the content up here. I'm just looking at it.
Yeah, and I was, you know, I'd be like, all right, I want to promote The Remains, which is still out. Thank you.
Yes, still good promotion. So. Look at how subtly just promoting that stuff. We're such good boys.
But, because you kind of need it.
You kind of need it.
But I just find it so uses so much of my time and I'm not getting anything else done. Mm. Like every kind of fucking, I use every excuse under the book.
Yeah.
When I'm like, oh, I should be sitting down and working. And what I'm doing instead is just like doom scrolling.
Yeah.
Doom scroll.
Yeah.
Or having a wang.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like you're chasing
dope. Well,
that's
work.
That's work. That's a big job.
Some days that's a big job.
That's
a real big job.
Oh, that's a four-person job. We're going to need to get the whole team in here.
Oh, we're going to need some heavy lifters on this one.
Get the crane.
Do your stretches. You don't want to pop a disc.
You're just chasing that dopamine.
Yeah,
it's constantly dopamine. But it is just... it's relentlessly chasing, I guess, that dopamine, that short-term fucking thrill rather than doing the actual long-term work.
Yeah, or just, like, I saw someone the other day was like, how to make lists of things that are important that you need to get done. Because I just get really overwhelmed by it. I'm like, well, I'm doing nothing.
Yeah.
I'm just going to do nothing. And I think I need that. I need something really just simple. I didn't want to do it like this person did it. It was an absolute mindfuck. I was like, okay, now I've got to make a list on how to make lists.
Yeah.
But to just do that and go, right, tick that off and maybe use... It seems so silly when you put it this way, but use Instagram scrolling as a reward.
Oh, yeah.
So once I've done all of these things, then I can waste some time on there doing that.
I will make lists of like, all right, these are the things I need. This is an action plan or whatever it is. These are the things I need to do. This is the stuff I want to work on. And then I will find myself a few days later going, you know what I need to do? I need to make a list of all the things that I need to do. I'm going to look at that old list and update that with a brand new list. Like completely lying to myself.
Yeah.
But I did find it super useful when I was studying. At the very start, I was very overwhelmed.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck, I have no... what have I got myself into? I'm way over my head. And I was looking at every job that I had to over the year. I was looking, like, oh, that has to happen now.
Yeah, right.
And then so I just made... which took me forever because I can't use Excel to save my life, but I made like an Excel spreadsheet of like, all right, so these are when the assignments are due. This is the work that needs to come into them. This is what you need to do this week. This is what you need to do this week. And I was like, oh, that's very manageable.
Yeah, right.
So I was like chipping it away.
That's what I think I need to do.
That's what I need to do again
coming
up. Like, okay, so I've got like four projects that I'm working on and this is how I need to fucking approach them and attack them.
Well, because my show starts in 3 weeks and I haven't written it.
Great. I love that. I love that for you.
Everyone that's got tickets, it'll be fine. In fact, you'll hear this maybe when it's about to start. It'll be all right. But I've just been asked to do a job that's in the industry. It's in comedy, but it's a little bit more administration than live performance. And I am not an admin person.
No.
But I do want to do the job. I think it's a good job and I want to be involved with this particular organization. And that's what I'm trying to get my head around now is, can I do the admin? And the answer is absolutely yes.
Yes.
Like I'm making it out like it's some, you know, I've just got a job in a laboratory that's trying to find the cure for cancer. It's just admin.
And also it's admin and a career that you're already in.
Yes, correct.
So it really is just a small step to one side.
That's right.
Yeah. But I get it, man. You look at like these. I will look at like some problems. Like, is they're insurmountable?
Yeah.
Like, yes. Oh fuck, I've got to get this done. How the fuck do I even approach this? Like, what? It's too big. It's too hard.
Yeah.
But really, if I just sat down,
it's not hard.
And thought about it like rationally.
Yeah.
And gone, oh yeah, easy. I can do this.
Well, it's like I've had pretty much my whole career. I've had a manager.
Yeah.
You know, I've had someone that's looking after the back end of I was going to try and not say it, but they look after my back end. And we're pushing through
no
my back end.
No more of these.
Stop sending in suggestions.
All right. Harley's back end. We're just pushing through it. All right. We're pushing through.
But that was one of my concerns when I was getting making the choice to move on from having a manager and just self-representing. It's like, how will I do things? How did they book flights?
Yeah.
Oh, you just book a flight.
Yeah.
You just go into your diary. When do I need to be there? Oh, that's the day I need to book my flight on, you know?
I am. My problem is I am more capable than I think I am, but less capable than other people think I am.
That's my problem too. I'm actually, I'm way better than I think I am, but I am nowhere near as good as others think. Not even close. Why didn't you do that? Well, here's the thing. You thought I was smart. I'm idiot.
I'm not smart.
I'm not good at things.
I'm not good at smart.
Beep, beep, bop, bop, boop. Ali, where are all the other comedians? He didn't book.
Oh man.
How's that?
It's 9 minutes.
No, I didn't mean that.
The battery.
Yeah.
The battery's fine.
I wasn't saying, can we wrap this shit up now? Oh, we could. It's ours. There's no contract here.
Oh man, Instagram is a social media in general.
Yeah.
It is great for some stuff, as we've talked about before.
Sure.
But holy shit, it is toxic.
Yeah, mate. Just the level, what I worry about for myself, my children, and then society in general, is how we are going to treat each other in 10 years' time.
Yeah.
And I'm basing that on the absolute shit fight that is the comment section on absolutely anything anyone puts up.
The most innocuous thing.
Yeah.
Somebody will bake an apple pie and they're like, oh, you're using fucking Granny Smith apples? Do you know the history behind that? You know, like, what
you
the
racist
fuck?
Piece of shit. You're like, what?
What are you talking about?
Yeah. And I just would encourage everyone. I don't know who these people are that are doing it. Stop. It, like, if you want to leave a comment on someone's thing, just let it be nice. If it's something you disagree with, delete that account.
Yeah.
And don't engage with it anymore.
It's,
you don't have to have an argument on there.
No.
And I'm not talking about the comments on politicians' pages. They are free game. They're a public figure and they're our representatives. Go have at it.
But if somebody is just feeding a dog,
yep,
that's all they're doing.
They're just feeding a dog.
And you've got an opinion about that, keep that opinion to yourself.
That's absolutely correct. Unless, you know, there's some sort of somebody has stupidly filmed themselves abusing an animal.
Which is different.
Then report them to the appropriate agency, authority, and they will be taken care of.
Man, and how is it going to be in 5 years' time when you have no idea what's real and what isn't?
Oh, mate, well, we're there now. What is real and what isn't is a real concern. And I don't even think, even if you saw something in real life now, I'd still question the truth behind it.
It is so bizarre because now they have like that AI technology and it looks bumpy at the moment. But give it a few months and it'll be fucking realistic as hell where they can impose anybody's image over another video and that's it. So you could have like, say, for instance, Barack Obama. Mm-hmm. They've superimposed him over something fucking Hitler has said.
Yep.
And then dum-dums on the right will be like, holy shit.
But not even dum-dums. Me. You. Yeah. Anyone will be able to. Like, I just got played from my mate Gatesy, who I've been staying with.
We love you, Gatesy.
Love you, Gatesy, if you're back in the fold. We love you, Gatesy.
We love you, Stephen.
Call us. Call us now.
But only Gatesy.
But he played me AI-generated music.
Yeah, wow.
And it's really worrying.
Yeah.
It was an AI voice. There were AI lyrics.
Yeah.
And it was AI instruments. And it just sounded like any other pop song.
It's bizarre. And like that is the way film is going to go.
Yep.
There'll be AI scripts, AI actors, AI voices. Because at the moment it's all clunky.
Yeah.
But fuck, man. So was the iPhone to start off with.
Yeah.
And now look what it can do.
Totally.
In a couple of years from now, it'll just be someone's like, oh, just make me a movie about this. Boom, boom.
And well, the only way to be able to truly pay an artist and to engage with an artist will be in real life. You will have to go to the artist.
Yeah, to the theatre.
And that's the only way we will survive. And there will be a real thinning out of that industry. My worry about that is when you take out artists, you take out social commentary. Essentially, an artist is a social commentator.
Yeah.
Regardless of what they're talking about, my opinion on art is defined by, is there a discussion being created? And then it's art.
Yep.
Which is why AI will never be art, because there's no discussion. It's just an algorithm that's just learning what you're putting into it. So probably the art involved is the person who asked for the thing to be done by the AI.
And then you're like, but what's your talent?
Yes.
Typing something into a fucking thing.
None. No critical thinking or observation or whatever. And I don't think that's a very good future. If we don't protect the arts, then we are not protecting our freedoms to express and to be entertained and to be soothed in hard times and to laugh and to cry and all of those things.
It's so like it's such like you would have seen this around, but it's that fucking saying like, how have we invented like AI and robots to write our fucking poetry and screenplays and our art?
Yeah.
And yet not to do.
Yeah, they were meant to run the factories.
Yes.
And do all the hard jobs.
To free humans up to fucking be expressive.
To build the roads and to fix the stuff. Yep. Not to do the stuff that we're meant to do in our downtime.
Yeah.
Where we're meant to connect as humans with each other.
It's so bizarre the way fucking humanity's going. And I would say, if I had known that it was going this way, I may not have had kids.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I can see that.
I may not. I may be like, that's going to be, but that's only because I'm struggling to negotiate, to navigate it. They're going to grow up in this world.
Yes.
So they will grow up navigating it. So they will have really a better idea. Also, I'd miss them terribly. I love them so much. They're the best. They're just the best. We're all sleeping in the same room at the moment.
I love it.
Because they want to.
Yeah, I love it.
They just like, we all just want to sleep in the same room. Like, okay.
Yeah.
Put a couple of mattresses down. Yep. And then last night, we're just like laying there. And I was trying to get them to shut up because fucking they had to go to school today. And like they just kept like looking at me and giggling. And they'd look at each other and giggling. And then I'd start giggling. So me, the three of us are just like, shut up. And then, but it went on for like ages.
Great.
Like for so long. And Claire's just got into reading a book. She's in the mattress in the corner. She's not in the big bed. No. One of the kids is in the big bed with me because I refuse to sleep on the ground. I'm like, I'm not doing it. The girls can sleep on the ground.
I love
that. And she's like so nice. She's like, no, 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 I'll sleep over there. So she's sleeping on like a student on the ground. And so she's just looking at the three of us just like, hey.
I love it. It's really good. I think it's an interesting comment. Had you known, you know, that AI was going to, you wouldn't have kids.
I'll walk that back straight away.
No, I think it's a good.
I've definitely been thinking about, fuck, what kind of world are they going to grow up in?
Well, I think, you know, I wouldn't go back and not have kids for anything. But on this subject, I agree with you. I look at the way that things are moving with wars and technology. It's a really alarming time. And I probably would try and protect my kids from having to experience this world by not having them.
Yeah.
If you know, if there was that kind of a choice to make, but I think I can't do that. And what I'm trying to do, which is so fucking hard, is give them a good existence within this world. And then you just I've got this constant fucking battle with my teenager now.
Yeah.
Because that's what he wants. He wants that world. He wants to be in it. You know, he wants to be Snapchatting all the time and he doesn't even have that. But you know when kids say, well, all my friends do. He's right.
Yeah.
All of his friends do.
Yeah, yeah.
They all have it.
I have a thing at the moment. One of them wants to play like Roblox, which I don't know too much about. I had to look it up. It's an online kind of like platform where people invent games and you can go and play those games or you can make your own games in there.
Right, okay.
That's what it is. But I was like, oh, it just sounds, and I know like it's based out of like, and this is a bit fucking conspiracy theory of me.
Sure.
But I know it's based out of like Russia and the Ukraine. So I'm like, okay. How many scammers
are
in this place? And so I looked it up.
It's not something to not be worried about.
Yeah. And so they've got like, you know, like what's the Predator situation like? Because you know that's going to be fucking on there. Because people can request. And you can do like, you know, like all the security settings and stuff, but it's still not 100% safe.
No, of course it's not.
And then there's like one of those freemium situations where you can play the very basic level for nothing, but then you've got to pay money. You've got to buy into their currency. Yeah. I'm like, I'm just not doing it.
No.
I just said to her and I said, look, we're not doing it now, maybe down the future, but at the moment I just think you're a bit young and I don't want to have to monitor it because it's just the constant monitoring.
Mate,
as
soon as you put your credit card on something that your child is going to use, you're just asking for it.
Yes.
You're literally going, they're like, you can keep saying, because I keep saying, don't click on anything, don't click on anything, don't. And then all of a sudden, what are you doing there? I said, don't click on anything. Oh, yeah, no, this is just a different page. Yeah, because you clicked on something.
Yes.
You're meant to just be back there where I left you.
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah, and it's a really hard thing to navigate because if you're looking at your child in the backyard and you told them, don't get up on the shed roof, and then you can see them up on the shed roof, you're like, the fuck did I tell you?
Yeah.
Get off the shed roof. You cannot have that kind of vision into what they're doing online.
No, you, unless you're sitting there watching them constantly.
Constantly.
You're sitting there on that laptop next to them constantly.
And no one's doing that.
And no one's doing that. You're like, oh, this is a pain in the ass. So the kids know, because they've got their own laptops for school, what they can and can't look at. And they know they're not allowed to go onto YouTube, because I'm just a real old sourpuss. I'm just don't want them on there.
Yeah.
If you're on YouTube, it's something that I've told you can watch,
and
it's educational.
Yeah.
That's it. I caught one of them on the other day and then I caught another one on another page she wasn't supposed to be on and I could tell straight away because I walked into the room and they both shut their laptops down. I'm like, one, laptops in the lounge. You guys know the rule.
Yeah.
You're not allowed them in your bedrooms. They stay in the lounge. And two, you can go on Canva because that's kind of like fucking some expressing, you know, they can graphic design shit,
sure,
which I'm fine.
Sure, I don't know about Canva, but
it's free.
Yeah.
Like the free version. Do whatever. Right. they just get pictures and put words on them and make funny little videos. That's fine.
Let's get them to make some content for this.
Yeah. Well,
let's put them to work.
One of them made like an ad for Claire's show the other day.
Great. Awesome.
It was great. Or they're allowed to watch like educational stuff or Duolingo. Happy. Get at it. Because you're learning.
Yeah.
But it's not just for some fucking mindless bullshit
content
that I consume.
Yeah.
And I'm
and
like,
the reason you're not watching them is because you're on your screen just going through dumb shit.
I found myself getting fucking annoyed. I was like doom scrolling and one of them came up and asked me something. I was like, oh, fucking, can't you see that I'm busy?
Yeah, like people who, the videos just stop scrolling. You're like, guess what? We're going to scroll so much now.
And because I got annoyed at them, I was like, all right, it's time to deactivate.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
What I loved is that you sent me a reel and then deactivated your account. So it just says, an Instagram user has sent you a reel. I'm like, I think I know which Instagram user that is. It's my good mate, Leaving Wade.
I've got to get off occasionally.
No, I think it's great. I think it's the right stuff. Yeah, and look, we talk about it a lot because I think it's one of the biggest issues that both of us are facing with our own lives and with parenting.
Yeah.
Like, it really is. Who would have thought that technology, phones, screen time, content was going to be the thing that is going to be the biggest challenge to a parent?
It's so bizarre, and because it's a world that I am so, what's the word here? I'm a dum-dum,
yes.
Essentially.
But what's the word?
What a great...
Please don't edit out any of that thinking sound that you just made. You couldn't have sounded older. What's the word? I'm a dum-dum.
I don't know what I'm doing. It's all.
I don't know what I'm doing.
I don't know what I'm like. I'm like trying to navigate the internet. I'm trying to set up like the internet at the moment at their house. And I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what a modem is.
My favorite part of that was that I overheard a conversation between Wade and Claire where Wade goes, hey, I know I said I'd take that job of sorting out the internet, but can you look at it?
Because I don't know.
Immediately, it's not Wade's job anymore.
I've done the early reconnaissance.
Hey, I got confused at one hurdle and I'm out.
I get so frustrated. Sometimes they'll come up and ask me stuff like when they're like talking to me about like Roblox, or they're fucking asking me like, how does this work on Canva? I'm like, I don't know.
I don't know. And I refuse to learn a new skill. I will not. I'm
like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
And I don't want to know.
I'm with
Jesus
you.
Jesus Christ.
Same. It's my biggest issue too. It's not, forget all of the real genuine risks and what it can lead to if you don't have some sort of guidance around the devices. It's that I don't want to know any of that shit. I don't want to learn any of it.
No.
And so they're like, Dad, this isn't working. Well, whoopty fucking do, because it ain't going to be me that fixes it. Like,
yeah.
Well, like with Leonard, because he's got far more technology than the rest of the kids. If he asks me for help for that, I'm like, go to Hannah. And if she's not there, I'm like, you're going to have to wait until Hannah gets here. Because we're going to have a fight if I look at that computer.
Yeah, because I'm angry at it already. Yeah.
What do you mean F1? What the fuck is an F1? I hate it.
I'm such a Luddite, and I never, like, this is where I am kind of glad that the girls do have like laptops and they are kind of like learning the stuff as they go. Because I'm like, yeah, because you're going to grow up knowing how society works.
Yeah, totally.
Whereas I feel like it's in a bit of a dark patch where there were some kids who were learning that, you know, like the internet and computers were going to be the way forward. And there were a lot of us who weren't.
Yeah.
Whereas now, everybody just learns it. Everybody learns how to speak modern language.
Yeah.
You know
Even
what I mean?
Even Steiner kids have got laptops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas we were kind of like left. There was like one computer in the classroom.
Yeah.
And it was a novelty. It wasn't like, hey, this thing is going to change the world.
Yeah, you know, we had one computer and you
like wouldn't... I sound like such... I'm like, I'm 44.
Yeah, but we had one computer and you didn't want to walk too close to it because it might burn your skin. You know, it had that kind of radiation.
And now, of course, I'm paying the price.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I don't know. It's fine. Look, teach yourself how to fish. I mean, this is the problem too. Like, I'm pretty handy. Yeah. And I reckon I'd do kind of all right in the bush if I got lost for maybe a day or two. But, you know, I feel like not only am I shit at technology, I'm also no good at survival. Like, what have I got?
I'm with you. I'm 100%. So I can't.
Like, on the one hand, I'm like, turn all the power off. And I'm like, oh, I'm fucked if you do.
Okay. So I can't survive in the apocalypse. No. If, like, all the power goes.
No.
Like, and then you go to, the, like, that hidden, like, kind of, like, town. They're like, we're only letting useful people in, like, plumbers, nurses, doctors. Yeah. Like, even IT.
Do you need two good boys that giggle?
Do you need a couple of giggle boys? Because the giggle boys are here.
How are you for dick jokes in there?
You need a couple more.
Oh, you say the plumber's quite funny. Okay. Well.
Look, I've got my podcasting equipment just in case.
Can I use the emergency generator to charge my podcasting?
So I don't have that going for me. I have zero life skills. I have zero fucking skills, like, you know, like survival skills.
Yeah.
So what have I got?
Literally, we've got nothing.
We've got nothing.
We are of no use. <We're>
just... It's 100% true.
I've got to look. I'm making a commitment to you, Wade. I got to choose a lane and I've got to go one way, but I have to upskill.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to either learn knots or I'm going to figure out Excel.
I'm genuinely thinking about, like, taking, like, a like online boomer computer course where I can learn the absolute basics of, like, privacy, of how things work.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, how to fucking get things to function. I'll open up, like, a Word document. I'm like, all right, that's it. I'm Bill Gates. I'm Zuckerberg. I'll go to, like, open recent. There it is. I did that.
When I could export my invoices that I have to write, that Hannah has made me a template so it does the maths on the thing. When I figure out each time, I have to export it as a PDF so that everyone can see it on whatever device they receive it on. And each time I do it, I went, did it again? I made a PDF. And then it will take me about 10 minutes when I'm trying to attach it to find where the fuck I saved that. Where the fuck is it?
My laptop.
Every time. That's been going for years.
Just useless. Oh,
but I'm going to do...
The world needs the Giggle Boys.
The world will not survive without the Giggle Boys.
Let's rename this podcast the Giggle Boys.
Papa, how did you survive the apocalypse? Well, little one, let me tell you of the story of the Giggle Boys. It was such dark days, and all we had was people who were competent at making houses and farming food. We thought, how can we survive like this? And then the Giggle Boys turned up.
This isn't living. Yes, we're surviving, but at what cost?
What we need is a couple more useless mouths to feed. I'm going to upskill. I'm going to figure out some survival skills. I'm going to become a real nutbag survivalist, a prepper. Yeah. We got a little prepping box. Do you have a prepping box?
No.
So ours is specifically because the main road into our town just goes under.
Yeah, right.
Just goes under. In fact, they've been working on it for 6 months to make it stop going under. And then the big rains we had just a month and a half ago, it just got washed away. Yeah, right. The whole road. I'm like, great. So we have just a box of non-perishables.
Yeah, great.
For if we, you know, just cans of beans and...
Yeah,
whatever.
We should get one as well.
Yeah, well, it's not a bad idea. And it's funny, I saw this, there's this incredible place in the States that are these, it's just like fields and fields and fields of, you know, those arched bomb shelters.
Yep.
And they were actually to house bombs. They were concrete structures that were made, I think, leading up to World War II to house all the ammunition.
Yeah.
Huge, big things. And they are the distance away from each other that if one explodes, it won't explode the other.
Oh, yeah, great.
And so this field, like just volumes of them, and they've started to sell them off to people to live in.
Amazing.
And they're incredible. And so there's all sorts of different, some are look, done up like little Airbnbs. When I say little, they're massive.
Yeah.
But there's one door and one air hatch at the back. There is no lighting in there, like wild. You are in a bunker.
Yeah.
And this guy that was doing the tour of them went to these, there was an older couple that live full time. There's not a lot of people living full time, but
yeah.
And sort of talked to them. And he sort of went along the lines of, do you feel like, you know, people judge you for being a crazy prepper? And he goes, because he had enough food in there to last for a year.
Yeah.
If there was a fallout. And he, like, it can survive a bomb anyway. There's a bomb shelter. And he goes, no, no, no. I mean, we've got enough food in here to last for a year, but that's not really big prepping, you know. Like, if,
yeah, right.
And he goes, let's put it this way. Since COVID, everyone's got a little bit more toilet paper in their cupboard, don't they?
Yeah, right.
I'm like, that is a really good point. Like, I do. I always, like, when we get down to, like, it used to be half a roll left on the roller. Like, got to get toilet paper.
Why not? You've got the yellow pages sitting right there.
Well, now, see, I'm learning things about prepping. Get all the old yellow pages. But yeah, and now we'd get down to the fifth roll and it'd be like, go buy another thing.
We order ours from Who Gives a Crap.
Yeah.
So you just get like that giant box sent to you. The idea of like prepping, it does appeal to me. Like it does, like yeah. There's something about it like, all right, well, I'm getting that house out in the country.
Yeah.
And I'm making it like for survival.
Yeah.
And I'm going to put like my little booby traps around.
You go straight to booby traps.
I'm growing my food. I've got like my little chickens. Yeah. I've got like the solar power. I've got like the battery.
Yes.
I've got like some kind of like, you know, like cycle power thing that like kind of charges the battery.
I've pictured there. All of this.
Yeah.
And you know what's great too is about prepping is that you can get into ferments. I'm like,
yes.
I'm like, there's a big cooking element of prepping.
Yeah.
You know, build a little, like build a larder, a pantry underground because it'll stay cooler. Do all your ferments. So it'll all be very easy and lovely. There'll be lovely music and birds chirping and florally dresses flowing in the wind.
Everything.
Daddy, tell me another story.
Oh, no. About the Giggle Boys. I don't need to tell you. Here they are themselves.
Welcome into the bunker, the Giggle Boys.
Hey, whoa. Who needs a laugh? I know the zombies are out there. Your mum may have been eaten.
But here we are.
Oh, man.
God damn.
Prepping. It is good. Like, I think we need to have just something sitting there. Because we've got some candles and blah, blah, blah.
Sure, yeah,
but just to have, like, a little box of, like, oh, if shit goes...
If shit goes sideways.
If the power goes off for, like, fucking few days, here's what we can do.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think it's a good thing to do. I would like to... I don't want to go full prep. I don't want to go full crazy.
No.
But...
Something to last like 3 days.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I wouldn't mind a month.
Oh.
A month's not a lot.
No, a month's not a lot.
Yeah. But a month's worth of food for whatever kind of...
Yeah, a month's worth of food and water.
I don't want to make anyone panic, but there's some pretty big natural disasters coming our way.
Well, except because we live in the middle of the city...
Yeah.
Where we are, like...
You're probably right.
These fires don't get us. Floods would be very rare for a flood to get. Like, I don't think
not unheard of, but yeah.
Well, where we are,
no.
I doubt very much it could get us. A storm maybe would cut out the power, but even then, they'd get it back on within a few days. But there's something also about living in a city where you're just kind of surrounded by other people. And most of the time, I don't notice it because you're just
here.
That's
what you don't want in an apocalypse. You don't want to be surrounded by people.
No, you don't.
Everyone goes crazy. They immediately start eating each other.
100%. Like power goes off for an hour and you just see your neighbor just chomping down.
What are you doing? I don't know when I'm going to get food. You've got a packet of chips in your pantry.
I can't risk it. I got to. They'll last forever. I got to eat the meat while it's fresh.
This is fresh meat now. I'm protein banking. Fuck, man. The car just ran into a power pole at the end of the street. Hey, look, we all got a bit crazy, so...
It's got a bit wild for a second. But like, but sometimes I'll look around, you're like, oh, I'm in a city of like 5 million people. This is bizarre.
Yeah, it is.
This is crazy. Yeah. We're all just kind of like on top of each other.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like living
yeah.
our life this way. It's, yeah, it is weird. Like part of me would love to move to the country to a much smaller
yeah.
town, but I would hate that as well.
I've already started doing plans of how to build a garrison at my brother's farm. Literally did it in my head last night. I'm like, where would we build it? Because we want it backed into the mountain so that if they come over from the top, we'll have to put big spikes there.
I got to have security.
I am 44 and I legitimately spent at least 2 hours in my own brain yesterday thinking about how to build a garrison.
I got to get periscopes.
Where do you buy periscopes these days? Oh, I made one once. You got to hit, angle the mirror.
Where do I put the podcasting equipment?
Where will the podcast bunker go?
I can't believe how useless we are.
So I'm just desperately trying to figure out, how do I make money by not leaving the home? Then I can full fucking prep. So a podcast booth probably is important. If you can spread the word about this podcast so that I can build my prepping bunker.
Oh, man. Wow.
And then we'll change the podcast to Shitting with the Door Locked. No one allowed in. Survival of the fittest.
One of my kids said to me the other day, like, you should change the name to like Talking with the Door Open. That's a bit nicer. But no.
Who suggested that?
I'm not going to.
Fucking idiot.
I said, we're changing this to the Giggle Boys. Now fuck off. I'm scrolling.
Let's just change the name every week. And I reckon no one will notice.
It's pretty funny, actually. This week, the Giggle Boys.
Just every week, the post goes up. It's like, now for a fresh content from the Giggle Boys. And then the next week, fresh content in from the outhouse.
Here we are. It's horny for friendship. Oh, look, it's the boys from the Yellow Pages. They're back.
Hey, we did it.
Man, but what's been great about this episode is one, is just just how much giggling there was.
There was a lot of giggling.
There was a lot of giggling, dumb giggling. But two, because we're in person.
We're in person for the last time.
For the last time for a while.
For a little while, I'm coming back.
Oh, no, wait, only for a month.
Yeah, I'm coming back for a night, maybe two, and then we'll record then.
Yeah, we'll have to get at least one done.
And then once I've built my apocalypse bunker, you'll move in with your family because there's only a small list. And that's if you don't get in before the big gates get shut, you can never get in.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, and then we should come up with the list too of who's allowed in.
This is the best.
Yes.
But we'll send it to all the rejects.
Yes, absolutely. There will be, and there will be a specific reject list as well. There's people who are definitely not coming.
Yeah, but we'll list their reasons. It's not just like, not in. It's like, not in, and here's why.
Well, all comedians, because we've already got the Giggle Boys.
Because imagine if somebody come in and they're much funnier than you. Yeah. The Giggle Boys are out.
That is, and that actually, that's a good point about your wife. She can come, but she better not be fucking funny.
No jokes.
No jokes.
No jokes.
None.
You bring your sewing, and that's it.
The Giggle Boys are going to need a costume. Hey, I've got a show I'd love you to come to. I don't know when this is going out, but it's in May, and it's in Brisbane, Melbourne, Sydney, Canberra, Adelaide, and you can go to harleybreen.com.au and buy tickets.
All right, love you, mate.
Love you, mate. Bye.